And finally, there's bound to be a superhero or two turn up at your door this evening. Did you know a new course at the University of Iowa will be offering a Superheroes and Villains class? The course offered by the English department at the University of Iowa is for 3 credit hours. Zach King is the primary course instructor for the class. He joins me in the studio in Iowa City. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
You came up with this. Wow. I have to believe the class is full. Are you full?
We're not open yet. Registration begins November 10th. Okay. But we're predicting it's going to fill up quickly.
Why have a course on superheroes?
I think because they're everywhere nowadays.
They are.
Comic studies over the past 20 years has gained a certain place in the academy. But in terms of popular culture, we have something like 20 superhero movies coming up in the next 6 years. And I think that, something that prevalent in the culture deserves to be studied.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't an avenue yet at the university for that.
What are the focuses, the questions that you'll be looking at during the semester?
The big question we'll be looking at is why now? Why all these superheroes at this particular historical moment? And then we'll look at other questions the superhero raises today, where it's dealing with issues of gender, issues of sexuality, issues of race that weren't previously raised in the 75-year history.
What are your thoughts on why now? Why the boom in superheroes?
I think for one, you'll probably agree with me that the world is getting to be a kind of scary place lately. And there's something for me very empowering in being able to see somebody who is often a mortal, like Peter Parker or Tony Stark, who can remake themselves and reinvent themselves as somebody who can take on these big problems. And every once in a while, it's nice to have someone like Superman, who's basically a sun god who can come and take care of us.
A sun god?
He gets his powers from the sun. His father sent him from a dying planet to save ours. There's something religious there as well.
Mm-hmm. Batman, an enduring superhero, of course. Why does he endure, and why has his story been told so many times?
Yeah, he's actually my absolute favorite. So in designing the syllabus, it was difficult to fit everybody else in. But I think there are two big reasons that he's stuck around. One is sort of more recently this idea that we've seen in Occupy Wall Street and other places, this idea that the 1% are out to get us. And I think in the current moment, it's reassuring to think of a billionaire who is protecting us, who is taking care of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the larger reason Batman has remained popular is because amidst this pantheon of characters like Superman and Wonder Woman who derive their powers from something supernatural, Batman is just a normal man who's been able to invent himself into something greater.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from his enormous wealth, everything that he is able to do is based on his own hard work.
A new version of Wonder Woman coming out?
Yeah, we've got a new movie coming in a couple of years. The rumor is it's going to be set in the 1920s. The comic books recently wrapped a storyline where she was revealed to be the daughter of Zeus, so adding her into that Greek mythology.
You talked about gender in your comment before. Are we seeing, as we go through the decades, through the 20th century, for instance, do we see more equal treatment of women? Do they get equal powers? Aren't just the ones being saved all the time but doing the saving?
Yeah, especially in the last, let's say, 15 years. Comics publishers like DC and Marvel have realized that they're not just selling to a male audience. Back when comics started in the 30s and 40s, there was a 50-50 balance between male and female readers. But now I think that balance is starting to shift back in terms of being more equal. So you do have characters like Wonder Woman. Marvel just announced a Captain Marvel movie, which will be starring the female incarnation of the character. One of the books we'll be looking at in the course is Batgirl, a recent run on Batgirl, which took her out of the wheelchair that the Joker put her in and re-empowered her and gave her an ability to fight crime.
Mm-hmm. What's a superhero that you can bring up that we may not know of that fascinates you and hasn't become quite as popular as the ones you've just named?
Yeah, one of the ones we'll be studying in the course is Icon, a very little-known character from the 1990s. During the early 90s, a group of black comics creators created Milestone Media, which was working within the offices of DC Comics to try to give a more diverse spectrum. And Icon was sort of their flagship character. He's been derisively referred to as a black Superman, and that's it. But what's interesting about Icon is his rocket ship lands in the South in 1839, so roughly 100 years before Superman, and follows what would happen if Superman were raised as a slave, basically, then emancipated 30 years later. And he becomes this kind of Booker T. Washington figure until his debut, when he decides that that's no longer a viable option.
That is fascinating. And quickly, what sort of projects will your students be doing in the class?
One thing they'll be doing is going to the university archives, looking at some of the comics that have been preserved there. another project will ask them to think about superheroes outside of the ones we usually think about. So I'll ask them to consider whether somebody like Harry Potter or Katniss from the Hunger Games, whether we can enroll those in the superhero tradition as well.
Mm-hmm. And I guess lastly, I have to ask you, how large is your comic book collection?
Embarrassingly so. it resides in several places, both in Iowa and my home state of Indiana. And the day when I have to consolidate it into one U-Haul is going to be quite an adventure.
Well, it's good that you are doing a doctoral dissertation on this, right?
Yes, 21st century novelists like Michael Chabon and Junot Diaz, who are interested in comics, as interested as I am, it seems.
Okay, Zach King, the primary course instructor for a new course coming up in the spring at the University of Iowa. Is it called Superheroes and Villains?
It's called Heroes and Villains : Super. It'll be quite easy to find, I think.
And we didn't know this before the interview, but we've got some music that will remind you of your favorite superhero, The Dark Knight. Thank you very much, Zach, for coming into our studio.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
And we hope all of you have a dark and wonderful Halloween night. Be safe, first and foremost. And think about asking those little Batmans and Wonder Women for a joke, a really bad joke, when they come to your door. River to River is produced by Claire Roth, Emily Woodbury, and Lindsay Moon. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Ben Kiefer. We have sleep research on Monday for the whole hour. Dr. Eric Dykin, please join us for that, and have a happy and safe Halloween evening.